Republican Senator Susan Collins, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says Congress approved $380 million in this year's budget for grants to the states to fortify the security of their election systems. But she has no doubt there'll be the need for some additional funds in order to defend against ongoing hacking attacks.
The Russians and other malicious actors are continuing their efforts to probe our electoral systems.
Collins says the state can use the grants to fund a wide variety of efforts aimed at protecting their election systems, from buying new equipment to training elections officials. But she says until the states apply for the grants, it's not clear how much more money may be needed in the 2019 budget.
We need to make sure that we're not just throwing money at a very serious problem without ascertaining how much money is going to be needed.
Maine is eligible for $3.3 million under the current appropriation, and the Secretary of State's office says it is preparing an application. Democratic First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who serves on the House Appropriations Committee, is critical of President Trump for not supporting any funding for the program in the next budget year that starts in October.
The idea that the administration didn't think we should do it is awful, but I think this is the moment where my Republican colleagues need to step up and say, okay, it's an important time to invest and show that, you know, that we are really concerned about what Russia did and what they could do in the future.
Independent Senator Angus King says, given all of the findings that the Russians tried to influence U.S. elections 2 years ago and are likely to continue, it makes no sense that House Republicans are not supporting additional funding for election system security.
It's just, if I sound incredulous, it's because I am.
King says securing American elections is fundamental to national security, and that the federal government should assist the states in making sure voting systems are secure and tamper-proof.
It's harming this country and setting us up for the Russians to keep doing what they did in 2016.
Second District Congressman Bruce Poliquin declined to be interviewed for this report, but in a statement, he says he voted for the $380 million in the current budget year for assistance to the states and will consider further funding to bolster ballot security. Initial votes on additional funding are expected soon in the House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.